Blog Talk Radio.
You don't like it? Yo, it's a Saturday, I'm home, 6:30 chilling, surfing the internet to see what I'm feeling, laying on Blog Talk, see what they feeling, came across the barbershop, stepped into the building, real life sports talk, real entertainment, might not really keep his ear into the pavement, finger on the pulse of the industry, save it, you don't like the way brag, you ain't gotta say shh. Listen anyway, every Thursday, him and Corey G, tell them what you tripping on any day. Barbershop mixed with talk show, there we go. Give you the best damn show on the radio. $1 million audience meets with your favorite host. $1 million connection, feel the force. Most electric, most eclectic. Listen to the shows where the pros expected. 2 shows a week with an A-class guest list. The best damn show on the radio. Check this.
Yo, the best damn show on the radio. Yo, the best damn show on the radio. Yo, yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show in radio.
I'm a motherfucker. I'm going
to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from their cloth.
Some people are talented and some people are gifted. I'm God gifted.
I made it back. Thank you. The applause is much appreciated, and I accept it. I do receive as I welcome you into the hour and power in sports tonight, people. I have a great show lined up for you guys this evening. Listen, I got tell that. Come on, thank you. Listen, I got a great show this evening for the last hour of your day before we go into Smack Talk Central live from the UK here on the BDSR Network. I am your host, Mike Knox. That is indeed spelled with 3 X's because what should I say today? Like that crack that, you know, somebody in your family is addicted to. I'm hardcore. But I'm going to call in 347-637-385. Now, I want to hear from you. Before I tell you what I wear on my heart, on my sleeve this evening, I'm pretty much just going to tell you what we're going to talk about tonight. In the Philadelphia area in which I live, the buzz and all the hate right now is about Donovan McNabb and should he or should he not go into the Hall of Fame or should they retire his number? Is it too soon? I'll tell you later in this program what I think. Is he a Hall of Famer? Let's talk about it. Also, the Zen Master calls out Kobe Bean Bryant. Yes, people, he did. He told him he does not have the mental capacity to be his heiress. Let's talk about it. Let's wear your heart on your sleeve. What do you got to talk about it? Also, tonight, UFC live on FX. Great fight tonight as we got Victor Belfort taking on Rocco from Strikeforce. Another Strikeforce fight versus a UFC fight. Strikeforce, listen to me. I know all you Strikeforce fans, where you at? Come on. Give me a hug. I know. Y'all been getting y'all asses handed to you by these UFC fighters. Maybe tonight will be different. I doubt it, but let's find out. 347-637-3859. As I wear my heart on my sleeve, this week simply by Titus Young. Y'all might ask me, who is Titus Young? Exactly. Hey, listen here, buddy. You're more known now. Yeah, I said more known. You're more known for three arrests in a week? Three, you're an NFL player, you're 20, you're retired at 25 years old. Come Come on, man. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, yes, today's going to be a Philly theme. Hey, Philly fan, why the heck do you guys idolize and worship Rocky Balboa? Can someone please tell me that? I need to know why they idolize Rocky Balboa. He's a fictional character. You do know that, right? Okay, that's for all my Philly fans out there as well, people. A lot of things in the program, but as always, Jeremy Johns has got his movie review. I myself got an opportunity to see this movie last night. I say it is a winner, winner, chick and dinner. But let's find out what Jeremy Johns has to say about Star Trek Into the Darkness. I love it. I give it. I tell you what, I give it after Jeremy Johns. We'll be right back.
I'm a Star Trek fan, and I just saw Star Trek Into Darkness. Now it's time to review it. So in the words of a great man,
shall we begin?
Star Trek Into Darkness. So Star Trek Into Darkness is the sequel to the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie, and Benedict Cumberbatch is blowing up shit in London because he's kind of pissed off, and now Jim Kirk and the crew of the Enterprise are like, no, you mess with the Federation, you mess with us. We'll stop them. More or less. So now we have our movie. Now I was looking forward to this movie because the trailers are awesome. I'm a big fan of Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm a big fan of the 2009 Star Trek movie and Star Trek in general, so I mean, there's no reason for me not to look forward to this movie. Now I had certain fears going into this movie that I addressed in my review of the 2009 Star Trek movie. I didn't want to see a rehash of Kirk and Spock bickering. That is in this movie, but it's not a rehash. Now it feels like, dude, I'm your captain, you're my first officer, you're supposed to have my back, but Spock's like, I don't lie though, and sometimes you break the rules and I have to address that. It does feel like the natural progression of things, and I love that. The first 20 minutes or so of this movie starts out and you're like, I don't know if I'm gonna like where they're going with this, but it turns out being alright. You're like, oh, okay, cool, we're on our space adventure. And I did like that in this movie. The trailer makes it look like you have Cumberbatch, and then you have Kirk and the crew of the Enterprise, and they fight, and that's that. This movie has cool shit, but it has layers. The trailer oversimplifies the movie. To give you an example, and I know at this point, Dark Knight comparisons are really overused, and I get that, and I don't want to do it, but it's the best comparison I can give. It's like when you go into the Dark Knight, you're like, alright, good guys and bad guys are gonna fight, and I think I know what to expect. Then you see Jim Gordon and Harvey Dent, and they're talking about the mob, and they're like, ah, the mob's still getting its money out, we need to do something about this. It has layers to it. It's not just kind of black and white. There are a lot of shades of gray. Almost makes it feel real. That's awesome. And yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch, awesome in this movie. The dude is kick-ass. He's smart. He's efficient. When he's on screen, you're like, are there other people in this scene? I don't know, he could be talking to the wall, and I wouldn't give a shit. The dude kills it, he steals all of his scenes, I wanted to see what he would bring to Star Trek, and he didn't disappoint me, he was awesome. And this movie actually did have fan service. One of the complaints about the 2009 Star Trek was that some fans felt alienated. J.J. Abrams was like, well, I want to make a Star Trek movie, but I don't want to necessarily make it a big fan service movie. I want to make a good movie, and he succeeded in that, and I loved it. Star Trek Into Darkness, he still holds to what he wanted to accomplish in his first Star Trek movie, but there is more fan service in this movie. I really dug that. It's like he listened to the fans. He was like, alright, I'll still do what I want to do, but I will give you fan service. Spoiler alert, this chick is hot. Her role in the movie doesn't require much of anything. They just needed a hot chick to be in the movie, and she certainly did it. They could have gotten worse actresses to be the hot chick in the movie, so she was fine. But you don't walk away from the movie going, oh yeah, that chick. You walk away going, yeah, Cumberbatch. In the end, Star Trek Into Darkness was exciting. It was cool. Cumberbatch really brings a lot of really good shit to the movie. I thought this movie had great character moments. There is a scene in this movie where I was like, I'm tearing up. And in every awesome-tacular movie, there is a moment in the movie where I mentally go, this movie's really gonna have to screw up at this point to not get an awesome-tacular. That was that moment. Star Trek Into Darkness is awesome-tacular.
Welcome back, welcome back. 347-637-3859. Jeremy Johns with his Star Trek review. I gotta agree with it. Awesome, spectacular. It is worth to go buy it on Blu-ray when it comes out as well. I'm a huge fan of that movie, and almost verbatim what he said in the movie, I agree with, except for how you don't know who the hot chick is from She's Out of Your League. How you don't know the girl that made Vinny Chase stop chasing. Come on, man. You got to know that, Jeremy. You got to know that. 347-637-3859. Philly fan, I want to hear from you. Donovan McNabb, is he a Hall of Famer? Kobe Bryant tweets back to the Zen Master. Let's see how great of a leader Jordan would be if he had to play with Shaquille O'Neal. People, it never stops in Hollywood, and I can't wait to get out there. But we got my man Cam, he's calling in the genius. He'll probably take in over for me today, but I made it thanks to the baby Sean. Shouts out to the new baby coming for the Mahia's family. Shouts out, we love y'all. Uncle Mike is in the building. What's going on, KME?
Nothing, man. Just chilling. What's good?
I am up here. I am hot. I am sweating. It is hot. We're not used to this weather right now on this goddarn side of the world, but we're doing well, man. L.A. got a lot of things going on. It's what's going on, man? I heard you ranting up in the SS site. What's going on?
As far as sports are concerned, there's really nothing new going on. The Angels are kind of underperforming. And the Dodgers are doing so-so. Let me see what else. I mean, no sports news is, like, really big. The Maloof brothers sold the Sacramento Kings up north. And, you know, those guys are going broke really fast. And I think they sold them for, like, 330. They have 65% stake in the team. They sold it for, like, $338 million, I think. But they owe the NBA and the city of Sacramento a ton of money. So they're not making a whole lot of money off the team. And who knows what else they owe after that. And this, you know.
You watched that show House of Lies, right? I honestly thought none of the Dushkin twins, the Dushkin brothers. I'm sure that was loosely based on the Maloof brothers.
Yeah,
I thought so, too.
I thought that they were kind of like mocking those dudes a little bit because they made some horrible business decisions over the last 10 years or so. Bill Simmons has this article on all their stupidity that he wrote like in 2011, and this these guys are just horrible with money, and I think that a lot of that comes from just being second generation, you know, and inheriting it rather than earning it yourself.
Well, hey, when I hit that $600 million tonight, it's okay. I don't care how I got it; it was given, and I will bless the world. 347-637-385. Let's go ahead and open it up as well. I know the Latin lover Hugo is in the building. What's going on up in Boogie Boogie Bronx, there, Hugo?
What's going on, guys? How's everything going tonight?
Did you put those two bitches out back? Talking about his dogs, y'all. Come on, calm down.
It's actually three of them, man. It's three of them.
Oh, you got three bitches. Wow. Okay. What are them barking during the show got started? All right. But what's going on, man? Are you getting ready for your Knicks tonight?
Yeah, we got Knicks tonight. We got them at 8 o'clock.
Are you ready? Do you think Carmelo could pull off? A lot of talk out here right now. This is the Barbershop, 347-637-359. Before we get into these subjects, I do want to talk about the NBA playoffs because I should be feeling like Indiana and New York should take me back 15, 20 years. So, you know, Jackson and Mullins and Rich Smiths and then we're playing Reggie Miller, you know, taking on Patrick and Mason and those guys, Greg Anthony, those guys. But I don't feel that in this rivalry. I know everybody's trying to hype it up like that, and that's what they're doing to me, especially on the four letter, you know, that you're supposed to do that. But I don't know if you've been, excuse me, watching this series. I haven't been too impressed with any of the games. But you out there in New York, how is y'all atmosphere? Because right now, everybody's making fun of you guys. You can't win it. Even if y'all win tonight, y'all can't beat Miami. Is that the talk amongst the fans?
Well, like I said, you know, it's just because I'm a New York area code doesn't mean I live in New York. I live in Miami. So, you know, the people here in Miami are actually waiting to – they're going to play the Indiana Pacers than they would the actual New York Knicks because they've seen how much the New York Knicks was able to actually decimate through the regular season. But we got to be realists, Mike. We got to be realists. It's the playoffs. It's a totally different monster. I'm not a Heat fan. I don't like the Heat. I hate the Heat. I honestly think that – the Heat are going to go to the finals and most likely win it. So it's
I thought your ass was from the Bronx.
Oh, man. So, anyway, if you want to get it from Manhattan, where are you getting the Bronx from, man?
I swear. Maybe it's the Lopez thing, and I just thought maybe all Puerto Ricans are from the Bronx. No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
And I ain't
Cuban.
And I ain't even Puerto
Rican. Right, and he's Cuban. Right, that's the funny part.
And he's Cuban.
Listen, 347-637-385. Now, I see a 215 number calling in. I know that is from the Philly area, and I'll get back to that. Now, I just think Melo's getting too much things blamed on him. I don't think it's Carmelo's fault, but they just love to hate Carmelo Anthony because he has a crappy attitude, which is, you know, partially his own fault as well. I heard somebody say maybe if he wasn't, you know, he looks a little pudgy, is what I heard. You know, somebody, I think it's a guy. Isn't that Phil Simmons? What's that guy name on ESPN? Bill Simmons said, he's a little pudgy around the midside. That's why he's getting tired in the fourth quarter. I'm like, that is not warranted to say. Can you get out there and do any of the things that he's doing, or he's just going to sit behind the desk? I bet he can't even play good in the YMCA basketball pickup game, if him be talking about Carmelo. But go ahead, you going to rant on him as well, KME?
I don't think it's all Melo's fault. I definitely think he gets some of the blame. I want the Knicks to win tonight. I think that the Heat Knicks is a much better matchup. I think that
absolutely
the Knicks
they were crushed.
Yeah, I think the Knicks can take the Heat to six. I think the Knicks are good enough to take them to seven games. I don't think they're good enough to win the series. But I definitely think the Knicks. I think they can. I think they have that. I think
they could.
We need to see Melo and LeBron in the postseason. They came in the league together.
You're right. That's great for TV, and I would never discredit your sports knowledge, KME. But I think you're way off base with this one. You know what I mean? We have fun here in the barbershop. People think we be arguing. It's all in good fun. But I don't see New York competing with Miami. I know what they did in the regular season, but I think Miami would beat them in five, no further than six.
Miami is just super good right now.
What do you see in New York currently? What do you currently see in New York that gives you the think that they could do that?
They haven't seen them in the last few months.
They just
match up better with the Knicks. You know, the NBA is all about matchups. It's not about who's better than who, you know what I'm saying? The Knicks don't match up well against the Pacers, but they match up great against the Heat for some reason.
How is it easy for us to say, and I said it as well, and you're right, it's definitely about matchups in the NBA over a long series. It's not the one game. What poses a matchup problem for Miami would be Indiana.
I thought that in the regular season.
Hibbert, West, Paul George, who I picked a long time ago, is a better Tracy McGrady.
I still think in the postseason, I think the Heat definitely will oust the Pacers. I look at the regular season and the postseason, and I think I don't think the regular season necessarily matters that much, but in this case, I really do think it matters a little bit. You know, I think the atmosphere is ripe. I don't think the Knicks are going to beat the Heat by any means, but I think that they pose a more competitive
threat. I respect that. It'd be good to see either one. I just think no matter who it is, even in the West, whether it's Memphis or San Antonio, I'm not a fan of Heat. But I just don't see nobody beating them. It's just something about that team that reminds me of a throwback Jordan, a throwback Kobe, Shaq team that truly, truly would know how to just turn and hit the switch. You know what I mean? It's not many teams in the franchise that can hit a switch. Right. It's not many teams that can just hit a switch, and it seems like they can just hit a switch whenever they want to. But that team. But I want to take this call from 215. I think this might be my boy Maurice. So these might gear the questions to what tonight's questions shows about my two topics. Is Donovan McNabb a Hall of Famer, and did a Philly fan, why does Philly fan rather still boo Donovan McNabb? I've been all over the local airwaves this past week with my man Anthony Gargano and Glenn Mack now, Cubs and Glenn on WIP, number one. I think it's the number one sports talk radio show in the country, to be completely honest. I'm on there quite often when I call in. But let's find out if this is Reese. Is this you, Reese?
Yes, sir.
Rockin' Reese. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Knox?
How's the radio show going? I haven't seen much. You pumping much lately. How's the radio show going?
Going good. And I was like, yeah, I knew when this whole Kobe Phil thing broke out with the whole McNabb thing going on, I was like, this one, I got to get up on this one.
It burns me. I don't want to get into Kobe and Phil Jackson. We don't know those guys. I'm going to talk about it, but who knows him better than Phil? And does Phil also think that, you know, does Phil just favor one over the other? But I want to go on this McNabb conversation because you're in Philly. You filled the pulse of the city. Now, I will say this as a huge McNabb guy, you know, and Five We Trust is a motto that I came up with on WIP, and Five We Trust. But with all that being said, being a huge McNabb fan, if he does come back in game three, which he did retract that a little bit, as Cam, he would say, he did digress a little bit on his show the next day and say, well, I haven't really pinpointed the date when we're going to do it. But initially, it came out that he was going to come back when Andy Reid came back in week three, that Thursday night game, and retire his jersey. And an outrage broke out in your area this past week with fans just, you know, and John Chaney, if you guys have not got an opportunity to hear that, I was at the baby shower, I wanted to get enough time to bring it in for you guys. Cammy, you're going to love this. John Chaney, Temple's coach, called into the Midday Boys, Glennon and Cuz, and laid them out about how they boo McNabb and how people don't have the right to say what another man would do in a situation, and how they ganged up on to bring a group of people to boo him. Since then, you know, people said we didn't come to boo him. We came to cheer Ricky Williams. You know, that's the whole story. We didn't like the pick, so he just got booed because of it wasn't Ricky Williams. But, yeah, we did bring 30 drunk guys to boo and cheer whatever we was going to do. But coach calls in, saying they brought everything but the noose to hang him. But Philly fan is in an outrage. Do you echo the sentiments of your, as they so-called, brotherly love city? I said so-called because ain't nobody brotherly and loving me there. But go ahead.
Yeah, you know, like, no, I don't echo it because, you know what, I want to tell you what, as much hell as Philly has put Donovan McNabb, and I do got to admit, there have been times when I was like, Donovan, yeah, you really should not have done this, Phil. But when I look at his overall things, I ain't see anybody do as much as he had with as little as he had with Donovan McNabb, because truth be told, there were times they should not have gone to any of them five NFC before that he was there.
Say it. No, what you mean?
NFC championship.
Come on now.
When I was like, hold on, they were like, Donovan, they even had nobody on that team, and yet somehow they found ways to win.
Listen, Reese, people forget that. People forget the years when it was Todd Stinkston and Thomas, and his only weapon was Chad Johnson, the tight end. Yeah, James Trash, Todd Stinkston. You know what I mean? They had Freddie Mitchell. Well, I don't even want to talk about that, idiot. And I don't call professional athletes idiots anymore. I realize I'm not them. So, you know what I mean? But unless they really are truly mentally an idiot. And Mr. I can't help but say nobody but my hands, who comes out and gets on Donovan McNabb. You didn't even have a quarter of a Pro Bowl career to even talk about Donovan McNabb. So keep his name out of your mouth. But people forget it, what Donovan did do in the beginning stages of his career there, Reese. He, like you said, the game against Arizona with the broken foot, the Monday night game when we thought back in 04. Was that 04? Yeah, 04, when we were went up against Green Bay and all that talk that year. And he's 34-0 at halftime, 5 touchdowns at half. You know, his career, 179 touchdowns, 82 interceptions. Close to 60% completion, but yet he's no Hall of Famer. KME, you're neutral in this. Is Donovan McNabb a Hall of Famer?
I don't think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I think he's the first ballot because he didn't win the ring. I won't say five years, but second ballot.
But he definitely gets some Hall of Fame consideration, especially when you consider who's already in the Hall of Fame. I mean, accolades more than qualify him for the Hall of Fame. I've never understood why Philly fans boo him. I mean, it's been years since he's played for Philly. You know, it's like,
well, it's only been 3 years, and they're talking about bringing his jersey back.
3 years is a long enough time.
It is
because LA hated Shaq right up until he was, once he retired. There's no reason to hate him anymore. You know.
Let me say this much, and to credit. It's hard to love Philly fans. because living in the area is supporting their teams, shall I say. I support Philly fans' teams. Okay, and let me just take a break right now to just say I want to give a shout out to the crew over there, my friends at Powerbomb Wrestling. Listen, those guys do a lot of good work, so I get my wrestling news from. Shout out to my man Sambo and Pat that's listening right now. I appreciate the love. But McNabb gets a lot of bad rep in this city. They blame him for everything. And then people get mad and they say it's a racist thing. You know what I mean? Look how many black quarterbacks they've had. It's a racist thing. They love Randall. They love Randall. But you cheer Allen Iverson to the death of them. Forget,
yeah.
You boo McNabb. And then some of it's McNabb's fault. I'll be honest with this, because I can kind of relate. He has soft skin. He don't have thick skin sometimes. So something.
Yeah, he is kind of a nerd,
a joke,
you know?
A goof, a little goof.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's not Philly area. Philly fans don't like goofs. They want to be hardcore. That's why I'm amazed that right now Jonathan Papelbon's getting so much love from Philadelphia, because he's the biggest goof in Philadelphia sports right now, Jonathan Papelbon.
Sure.
But great interview, though. He's just a great interview. Guys, check this out. A little side note, just a little advertisement. Sunny Salvation will be back tomorrow evening at 4:30 p.m. Also, Monday, we have a huge, huge, may I tell you guys, huge surprise guest. I'm not even telling you guys who's calling in Monday, but I will give you a clue since I've been watching Scandal lately. If you come up with it, just inbox it to me. Don't say it live on the air. Here's your clue. When the first person that inboxes me or tweets me, that I follow back, brother, you know, DM me, we'll get a t-shirt. We already owe, is that Chris S. We owe a t-shirt today, KME? I believe, yeah. We owe Toph. T-shirt,
yeah.
But a lot of people would have said he should have been the first black, or was poised to be the first black African-American WWE champion. He will be calling in live this Monday night. But McNabb, Hall of Famer, in Philadelphia, they just don't like goofs. And I think that's part of the reason, you know, the air guitar that people still get mad about Reese, which I don't understand, that going into that Dallas game, it didn't bother me that he did that. But Philadelphia being the way Philly is, you speak for your city. You wear Philly everything on your sleeve. Why
you know
do
what?
Your, maybe not true, but why do your friends hate him?
You know, I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know why people don't like him in Philly. It's just boggling to me, because it's like, in all seriousness, they really didn't give him much of a chance to, like, be a likable guy. It's like, they were, like, booing him even when he was doing good. It's like,
yep.
I'm trying to figure out what is it about this man? Does he got, like, a black John Cena complex or something where you just naturally want to boo him? I don't know. But me, personally, I like Donovan McNabb. And I thought, yeah, he should be a Hall of Famer. Yeah, we should have done better when we had him in his prime. Yeah, we should have probably changed the playbook a little bit. And not only that, but
that was the problem, Reese.
More stuff for him and Brian Westbrook, too.
That was the problem, Reese. You got to go back before. I go back in Donovan's career, right, early on. First year, obviously, he was, you know, he came in, he had eight touchdowns, seven interceptions. Second year, 21-13, 25-12, 17-6. But more importantly, his attempts early on. Well, actually, I'm looking at it, and this is really shocking. I thought, at least in an eye test, let's say that. Can I use that one as, okay, I mean the eye test. Every year, he got better in his completion rate. From 49, where his last 3 years, he was 64% that year with Terrell Owens, 59 the year after, 57, back up to 61, and 62% completion rate. Isn't that supposed to be a Hall of Fame quarterback? And the perception was the eye test, they threw more later in his career. He had 497 attempts rushing, almost 3,000 yards rushing, 24 touchdowns. But
hey,
this is the guy that the Philly fan
that's
wants to
Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. 347-637-3859. I want to turn gears a little bit. We got about 30 minutes left in the program. I'm getting inboxes and things out there right now about what the guest is for Monday. I'm not going to tell you so far. No one has guessed that accurately. But KME, recently, your coach, my coach, Let me rewind a little bit about the comments you had made about, you know, it's Philly fan. Philly fan is completely different. What you see in the media about Philly fan, it actually does happen here. It's not that is one thing I can truly say is not over publicized how they act, how they are. They came up with Rainbow because they couldn't win a championship. So, I mean, we got to look at Philly fan, and it's a lot of hate here. If you don't win, you don't win here quick, they can't stand it. But your coach, my coach, KME, Phil Jackson comes out with a book. Comes out with a book. He's ripping Kobe Bean Bryant. Can you elaborate a little bit to the people what exactly is going on with Phil Jackson in his book that Kobe Bryant has not had the mental power of Michael Jordan to be a leader?
Well, I think some people are blowing his comments out of proportion. I've read the excerpts from the book. His book comes out on the 21st. I'm going to pre-order it probably today. But I read the excerpts from the book, and he said that Michael Jordan had more natural leadership ability.
Right.
And it's Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan came into the league two entirely different ways. Michael Jordan
It's not fair stuff. You're right.
Yeah. Michael Jordan came into the league a grown man, pretty much. He had two years at North Carolina under his belt.
Huh.
Kobe Bryant was the 13th pick out of high school. You know, he's playing with Shaq and all these veterans. You know, Eddie Jones and Cedric Ceballos and all these people who at the time were better than Kobe because Kobe was not a known player, so Kobe didn't have the ability to even.
And hey, KB, back then it wasn't that young guy coming in getting ready to be a leader. They probably looked at him like, go ahead, some little boy.
Yeah, he was coming off the bench his first couple years, and then you know once Phil Jackson got there, he was starting, but he just didn't take to the leadership role like Michael Jordan did. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There's only one Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan led a lot of bums, dude, a lot of them. And I don't think Kobe Bryant has that type.
Steve Kerr? Steve Kerr.
Yeah. I still question, like Tony Kukoc, he was a great sixth man of the year, but I still question.
That's about it, right.
How good he would be without Jordan there, you know. I definitely question that. It's just one of those things, man. And I thought that the excerpts I read from Phil Jackson's book, and I'll try to post it online sometime. He had a lot of good stuff to say about Kobe. He had a lot. It wasn't as bad as that book he put out before, where he pretty much just trashed Kobe because I guess they had their little beef going on. This one was he had not a lot of kind words to say about Kobe, and you know I would venture to say that Jordan is a better player than Kobe.
Have you read his? Kobe did respond via Twitter, you know, saying Jordan didn't play with Shaq. You try playing with Shaq and see how much of a leader you could be.
There's a point there
because he's playing with another alpha male, the alpha male. Some would say the best center in basketball history. Where do you go with that one, Hugo?
I agree with KME. You know, they're taking it out of proportion. I mean, he came with inexperience, whereas MJ came in with at least 2 years of college experience, like KME said. You know, it's just taken out of proportion. I mean, they're not really talking about their actually playing game. They're just talking about their leadership skills. You know, obviously MJ does have the whole total package, but it's just taken out of proportion. You know how the media likes to blow everything up, and I just can't wait really for the book to come out because I'm definitely going to read that as well.
Man, F Michael Jordan. I would never say that. Somebody should come over here and cut out my tongue right now. 347-637-385-59. My wife said, are you kidding me? Cut out your tongue. I would divorce you. listen, people, make sure you guys tune in, like I said, to the hour Empower and Sports. We're doing this every single Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, immediately following us. It's right next, right behind us. 8 o'clock, STC Smack Talk Center from the U.K. Give you their Extreme Rules predictions, as well as part two to the WWE Championship show as well. And I want to say thanks and shout out to everybody on the network that last week we took Mother's Day off. There were no shows here on the network. And then Monday, like I said, that surprise guest. So far, no one's guessed. I had a couple people come close. Well, I guess you're not really coming close. But no, no one has guessed as of yet. Then Tuesday, the new Twitch show is back. Wednesday, the Geek Show on Heritage Earth. I believe KME is back to doing that full time. I'm going to try to make another appearance this week as we're gearing up for E3. Seriously, guys, I want some people to get back with me on what should I do and what should I go. I have a lot of appointments, who to make, which ones to go to. You're talking to a guy, all I play is sports games. So when you get invited to all this other kind of stuff, I really don't have that much input that I can add besides going to have fun playing new things like that. Then Thursday, the two grown men is back. I'd like to shout out to Spy Faceman phone them for Corey G while he's doing that thing, getting that raise, going through training. Fridays is back open. I guess the last couple weeks I do apologize for not having no Getting Better Fitness has not been live on air. I believe Javid Jenkins is fixing things right now with that to give you guys a bigger and better show. Reese.
Hey.
Come on. I need you to be real with me. Kobe Bryant's not better leader than Michael Jordan, is he? Go ahead. Tell me.
N-O. Nihil. Don't get me wrong, I am not going to.
How you know? Did you ever play with Kobe Bryant? How do you know Kobe Bryant's had a better leader? Did you play with Kobe? Have
no,
you talked to Vanessa? You know Vanessa, because I don't
Jordan
know Vanessa.
Had they too much. I would put them on an equal level. I would not say one is better than the other because
both
of them are just like the same. You see that they got that ice cold killer mentality. Because when
the
they
same
go,
at what?
It's like.
The same
no, I'm saying, like, both of them got the same leadership. Because you know how, like, when Mike wanted to take over a game, he would just flip that switch, and it was just like, okay, pick your victim. Guess what? I'm making you a posterized. I'm going to have you on my next poster. Kobe the same way. He's like, okay, got my victim. Yeah, get ready, because I'm about to make you on my next poster pose right here. See you. Done. Next victim.
See, you've been hanging too
much
with you've been hanging out with Meek Mills too much. Listen, stop hanging out with Meek Mills. Listen, there's complete differences. I think what's not being spoken is there's more. I think there's more to what Kobe said in his tweet, which we just touched on, KME, as far as playing with Shaq, because I think Kobe, the comparisons that he was gaining, the getting better like he was, and that he wanted to get better, which no one has ever questioned Kobe Bryant's worth ethic. Okay, he's a beast. Kobe Bryant has played with more injuries than Michael Jordan ever played with. That's fact. Nobody gives him credit for that. But as far as the leadership goes, and like you said, I like to read the book and myself instead of what the media has put out there for us to read in this and run away with this comment, which gives us great room to talk here on Talk Radio. I didn't see leader from Kobe in the games that I've watched. You know what I mean? But I didn't watch up close as a fan. I've watched for many years as a hater of Kobe Bryant. You know what I mean? But I'm not too much of a hater to not recognize greatness. You know what I mean? But watching him, and as my mind is reflecting back on a lot of games with Kobe, I didn't see him trying to build a team. And then I didn't see Shaq either. Is that possibly, KME, what made those two not last, that they were out for themselves as opposed to being out for, you know, the total team sport in basketball?
Yeah, I guess, you know, there was a power struggle with those two, and, you know, they weren't going to survive for very long. And, you know, once it came to a head in 2004, you know, Mitch Kupchak made his decision and saw that there was a bigger upside than Kobe. In Kobe, which there was, and you know, still is to this day, and Kobe, I think Kobe is a good leader now. It just took you know, some years, and I think that Kobe's learned a lot from playing with guys like Shaq and all those veterans he had to play with, being, you know, the kid on a team full of grown men, you know, and he, you know, he's come of age well, I would say.
347-637-3859. I'm going to call in. Hugo, you've been a little quiet in all this. Just you and those bitches.
Are you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Listen, just because it's your dog, okay, just because it's your dog does not mean you can put peanut butter on your nipples and let it lick it and think that's not nasty. Because it's your dog. That's still nasty. Okay, so what if in Miami? That just means your peanut butter costs more money than mine. But is Kobe, is this, is all this being blown out of proportion with Phil Jackson said and Kobe Bryant having to be Kobe Bryant and responding?
I mean, you know, like I said, it's taken out of proportion, especially since, you know, I mean, he's allowed to voice his opinion on the whole ordeal. You know, I've never, you know, he's never played with Shaq or whatever the case may be. But, I mean, it's certainly completely different. I mean, it's two totally sides of the spectrum. You know, one's going to have their opinion. The other one's going to have the other opinion. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's really blown out of proportion. You know, Kobe nowadays, he's a natural born leader. You know, he has led the Lakers to multiple championships themselves after Shaq. And, you know, it's a totally different animal. So, I mean, whatever the case may be, it's just an opinion. That's all it is. Take it out of proportion. Take it or leave it, whatever the case might be.
So you basically say you don't give a damn about this whole debacle.
It's an interesting topic of debate as far as, like, I do see what Phil Jackson is saying, because, I mean, Jordan had to be that leader on the Bulls. He really did, whereas Kobe didn't have to be that leader, you know? I'm not exactly sure. I love Kobe. Kobe is my favorite, but I'm not exactly sure if Kobe could have came into the league and managed guys the way
right.
that Jordan did.
Right.
You know, being real, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that.
No, I agree with you, Just remember one thing, though, that Kobe did lead also his team after Shaq left. How many championships did he win after Shaq left? He won three of them.
But he was the number one guy after Shaq left. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Kobe is the man, dude. I don't care what anyone says. Kobe is always going to be the man. He's outlasted everybody. All of his contemporaries, he's outlasted, you know.
He's the best-dressed male in the NBA. No broke back.
That's not hard to be right about now. I'm definitely giving that.
What the hell is Dwayne Wade wearing? I'm seriously. I want to know what is up with him right now.
I don't know,
because,
man. I hope they lose the championship just for that,
though. He'll have to dress.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got something for y'all. What's this?
Jeff Smith always got a nice suit on. Isn't that nice? I appreciate it. How about this one by D. Wade tonight?
Whoa, he
got flood. Look at those.
Are you kidding me? It's back to come on, man.
He got flood. Come on, man.
Oh, he got a polka dot?
Come
yeah.
on, man.
Come on.
The tight jacket.
Whoa.
I mean, the tight pants with the.
I'm
going to
tell
you,
the Miami Heat are officially the worst dressed team in the NBA, man. Every game.
That's it right there.
Has any of them looked at the Oklahoma City Thunder and some of the Joe Russell?
No, the Heat are worse. I saw the Thunder and they were horrible. I saw Nikki. The Heat have them beat by a landslide. Like, it's not even close. Like, the stuff that Dwayne Wade's been wearing is just a bomb.
Oh, especially that one leather jacket. Yeah, I do got to give y'all that.
Yeah, I don't know what Dwayne Wade is on right now.
He's on one.
Yeah.
He is on one. 347-637-3859. Tonight, the NBA playoffs is back. Now, we spoke a little bit about the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks. I don't care. I know you're a basketball historian. You're just a historian in general, being the nerd that you are. Yes, nerds are cool nowadays, people. This is, you know, do y'all see 21 Jump Street? I'm trying to be a nerd now so I can be cool. I don't feel that 90s vibe in this playoff series. I felt it in the Bulls Heat series. I did. Despite LeBron being a sucker flopping, I didn't think he should have fought, but I thought he should at least jump bad. These are boring games I'm watching. But the West is off. My surprise pick, I said we'll only make it to the second round, and they did, and they lost in game six like they did, like I predicted. You shouldn't, just because you're right all the time, shouldn't say it, but I did anyway. Golden State, good season. Do you kind of like Golden State? Are you one of them guys because you live in California? You like all their teams, or hell no?
No, I don't like the Kings. I don't like – I'm Golden State. They're there. I don't hate them, but I don't like them. I like the Lakers. And then to a lesser extent, a much lesser extent, the Clippers. I'll cheer for them if the Lakers get eliminated.
I just can't believe that part. That's just – that pains me. And I like liking the Knicks – I mean, the Knicks and the Nets and, like, the Yankees and the Mets.
I've explained this to you before, Mike. I'm gonna
maybe you have, but now I'm listening.
The Knicks.
Sometimes I could be an ass.
The Mets and the Yankees. The Mets have always been competitive with the Yankees, so you have to pick a side. The Lakers have dominated.
But how can you say that? They have nowhere near the amount of championships the Yankees have.
But they've still been competitive, though. The Mets have won World Series. They've been to the World Series within the last 20 years a couple times.
And the Clippers have never. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, the Clippers are like, how can you – the Clippers are like booing somebody in the Special Olympics, you know?
Oh,
like,
I get it.
How,
is the Clippers like booing the Chicago Cubs?
Yeah, there's some Lakers fans that, like, the Lakers – there's three fans out here in the NBA. You're either a Lakers fan – a Clippers fan, or you're a Lakers fan like me that cheers for Lakers hardcore, but when the Lakers, if the Lakers, but you don't hate the Clippers, and I don't hate the Clippers, I really don't.
Dude, I
like
get that. I don't hate the White Sox.
Yeah.
And I'm a South Side. I don't hate them, but I'm a Cubs fan. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't. But other than that, if you're not, I hate teams. I hate teams with a passion. I do. I'm your fan. I'm your fan's favorite fan, and I love to hate, too. So every fan has some hate inside of them. If you don't like what I'm saying, listen anyway. 347-637-3859. But that game tonight, who are you picking tonight, Cam? Is this going seven?
I'm picking the Knicks just because that's what I want to happen. Hill is injured and stuff like that. I want to see Miami and New York just because I want a team to root for, because I will root for the Knicks even though they don't win. They won't win. I want
I have no team to root for no more.
What's that?
I have no team to root for no more, but I was rooting for
the
Bulls.
The Bulls I wasn't going to root for because I never thought the Bulls had a chance in that.
Of course not. Of course not. But as a fan of your team, you still cheer for what they gave me.
Yeah,
as a Bulls fan,
yeah, exactly.
I'm in the best mood I could ever be.
But it was to me, as someone who's not a fan of the Bulls to begin with, it was hard for me to get into it when just knowing that they're going to win. With the Heat and the Knicks, I expect a little bit more competitiveness. So that's, I want to see that series. I really do.
The Bulls killed the Knicks in the record.
Yeah, if the Knicks and the Heat play in the postseason, then my NBA year will be complete because I want to see a series like that.
I get that. I don't see that being competitive either. I don't think nobody competes with them.
It's Melo and LeBron, though.
No, you're right. You're right. That's enough said. It's right there. I'm with you. And I'm tired of Melo always losing to LeBron. Well, I was in high school after Carmelo was killing LeBron in high school, but in the pros, it has not. Translated quite that way. Rock and Reese, who you got right in this series? You want to see it over the night, Indiana and Miami, or you want to see the Knicks in Miami? By the way, I picked the Knicks in the series, so I'm going to continue to go with them. So, but I don't think they're going to win tonight. I think Indiana shuts this thing out.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, this ain't TNT, but we're going to cast the fishing poles tonight because New York, y'all going fishing. And you know what? Even if the Knicks did win, I do not trust Carmelo and them bunch in a game set.
Now, get up off Carmelo. Get off of Lala's husband, okay? Do you see his face?
Man, hold on. I ain't saying nothing on this one. You know what? I don't trust his backup. I'll put it that way.
Ooh,
like,
J.R.
Melo, I can see coming through. But
I love everything. What KME's saying is KME's a what you like about calling you? I just sometimes equate you to like a capitalist. Is that accurate a little?
You have
capitalist ways. Okay, and you like big business, and big business is Carmelo versus New York. Anything New York is big business. Alex Ovechkin said.
Yeah, they've never played any playoffs.
Why would I not want to see that?
Come on now.
Right.
Plus, Indiana, honestly, they're boring to watch.
Yeah.
They really are. They know you to be worse than San Antonio used to do. Well, we got their opinion here, Hugo. Who you got in this series? Is anyone winning this game, or is Carmelo saying enough to enough, and that's all I can stand?
I think the Knicks are going to take it to seven games. I was listening to Mike Woodson yesterday, saying they're ready, they're positive to go ahead and play this game six. They're hungry. I think anyway that'll be a better matchup for the Heat. People here in Miami don't want to play the Knicks, and I think the Knicks are hungry to actually play Miami. So I'm taking the Knicks to win the whole series, to be real.
Well, right now everybody's saying New York, give me one more chance. They got one more win in them. I think the Patriots win tonight, though. I don't want to see that. I didn't pick that. I just something.
Yeah,
in me.
I don't think the Pacers winning is going to surprise anybody.
Right.
If the Pacers win.
My thing with the Knicks is that they fooled a lot of people. And being a New York hater of sports teams and not still see, like, they were so hot. And remember, and I'm not – it's not that much of a comparison, but it sort of is as far as their shooting – the way they were shooting the basketball is.
Right.
They remind me of that Sacramento's team that would just bang out shots, right? Then the playoffs come, they couldn't hit a bucket.
I give the Knicks a pass this season only because they're better than they were last season and the season before that. But next season, if they still have the same team and they don't get to the final,
they're talking about trading Melo. They're passing saying get rid of Melo. Amar Stoudemire is not ever going to be the same again.
That would be
again.
The dumbest thing they ever did if they got rid of Melo. The dumbest. I would never cheer for the Knicks again if they got rid of Melo.
I don't cheer for
them
with Melo. Right.
But,
I don't cheer for them now. Tonight we also got UFC. Tonight UFC. What was that? UFC on FX8. I was trying to get the number correct on FX8. They're in Brazil, so we got Vitor Belfort taking on Rockhold. But Sazu fights tonight. Okay, it's some really good fights in this. My man Dunham fights on this card tonight. What are you doing tonight? I think there's a boxing match on HBO. I'm not exactly sure. I'm checking the local listings now.
Yeah,
maybe
my,
not.
My attention is going to that game tonight. I can't care less what else is going on.
Yeah, US. I'm starting to think y'all oversaturate me.
Yeah.
you're WWE-ing me. I'm not liking that. So, but yes, people. Monday, big show. No one has come close. You guys, I've heard people say. See, if I say things, they can start eliminating them. Okay. Shout out to my. What's up, Jake Gold? What's going on? There was a different hint. In what era? He kind of falls between two eras, so I don't know how to kind of give you the era one in there. But I guess most importantly, what was pre-Attitude Era? That was the Gang Warfare era, right?
The pre-Attitude Era.
Right on the cusp of Attitude, but not quite Attitude Era. What was that when they first went to Robert's War and they had those commercials? What was that called, that era?
New Generation?
The New Generation Era. He's in a New Generation Era black wrestler, African-American wrestler. So, there you have that schedule. 347-637-359. Our time is almost up this evening. Hold on 1 second, Reese. KME, did you see Star Trek, brother?
I'm seeing it tomorrow morning. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I can't. It's a good movie, but I must say I was. No more late night moves for me, KME. I'm like that old man that once you give him food and ice cream, he goes to sleep right away. Like, the last movie, I've missed like 20 minutes of each movie. Straight up.
I never do that. If I miss the show, if I miss even a minute of the first movie, I have to wait for the next show.
I'm waiting to go back and see it. I did. Correct there, Rockin' Reese. You get a chance to get an Hour in Power t-shirt, so that should be coming your way. I will send you the information that's needed. That is exactly who we have calling in this coming Monday at 6:30 p.m. A lot of people were missing, and no one came close. But that was to me, I thought that hint wasn't fair, because it wasn't hard to narrow it down from that hint. But
That it happens sometimes that way. You asked for it, I gave it to you, but I'm still not gonna say it loud on there. But we got a heck of a guest calling in Monday. I'll probably reveal it sometime tomorrow, just I want to get the ratings up better. It probably sounds good for ratings. What would you think, Cammy? Do I give it away, Cammy, or do I wait till Monday to give it away?
Yes, if it's going to cause a ratings hike, then yeah, because, you know, we need the ratings. You know how that goes.
Did you have a guest in there, Cammy?
Ahmed Johnson.
Ding, ding, ding. That's exactly what we have calling in. Mr. Tony Norris himself will be calling in this Monday evening. And we also have an interview with Sodomania, one of the biggest Hulk Hogan fans I ever seen in my life. I got some interesting questions for this gentleman as well. Because it's real to me, damn it! Some real interesting questions to talk to this guy about. But yes, people, this Monday, Mr. Tony Norris will be calling in Ahmed Johnson himself. This is huge. Listen, people, I missed my son's game last Tuesday if I was in class, and it hurt me to the core. But that was school. I had no choice. I had no choice in doing radio or not. And Ahmed Johnson, to have that kind of an interview, sorry, son, it's only T-ball. I see you next year when you're playing Myers. 4-7-6-7-3-8-5-9. I'm almost in California, y'all. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Got me standing all the way out with Snoop Dogg. My people's telling me, don't be wearing no red and blue. I'm wearing whatever the hell I want to wear. Listen, people, it's what it is. Okay, I may not be dumb enough to wear an all-red sweatsuit. I have an all-red Jordan sweatsuit. I may not be that dumb, KME, but it's my sweatsuit. Why can't I wear it? Would that just automatically mean blood? Why are you so gay saying anything?
If you feel comfortable wearing the all red,
No, I don't. Not at all. People, listen, I want to thank you for tuning in to the BDSR Radio Network's Hour of Power and Sports. My name is Mike Knox. I am the CEO. Make sure tomorrow y'all come back for the Anthony Fly and show, and also Cindy Starvation. If you don't like it,
you don't like it, keep it.
We'll see y'all on Monday. We out of here. Perfect Flex Talk Radio. And Smack Talk from UTK is up next.
They dealing. Came across the barbershop, stepped into the building. Real life sports talk, real entertainment. Might not really keep his ear into the pavement. Finger on the pulse of the industry, save it. You don't like the way brag, you ain't gotta say shh. Listen anyway, every Thursday, him and Corey G, tell him what you tripping on any day. Barbershop mixed with talk show, there we go. Give you the best damn show on the radio. $1 million audience meets with your favorite host. $1 million connections, feel the force. Most electric, most eclectic. Listen to the shows where the pros expected. 2 shows a week with an A-class guest list. The best damn show on the radio. Check
this. The best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show in radio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.